В эфире «Экзотика».
Добрый вечер, дамы и господа. В эфире «Экзотика». У микрофона, как всегда, Андрей Борисов. Сегодня в нашей программе постпанк-квартет из Лидса Yard Act, новые питомцы лейбла Ninja Tune, лондонский ансамбль Black Country New Road, австрийский дарквейв синтепоп дуэт La Mi Mortelle и ливерпульское инди-рок-трио The Wombats. А открывает нашу очередную встречу композицию Overdrive легендарного спейс-синт итало диско проекта Koto. We'll be right back. Koto Overdrive из альбома Return of the Dragon, выпущенного лейблом ZYX Music. Не совсем обычная история проекта стартовала на заре 80-х, когда дуэт итальянских музыкантов Анфрандо Майоло и Стефано Кундари, влюбленных в звуки аналоговых синтезаторов, начал записывать и выпускать под именем Koto треки в стиле синт-дэнс. Этим композициям, выходившим на пармском лейбле Memory Records, совладельцем которого, кстати, был Кундари, сопутствовал не только локальный, но и международный успех. В 1989 году немецкая фирма грамзаписи ZYX Music купила права на весь каталог Memory Records, включая права на музыку и само название Koto, а также обратилась к участнику популярного Space Synth проекта Laser Dance, известному голландскому музыканту, композитору и продюсеру Михелю Вандеркёю, с предложением заново переписать и смикшировать некоторые из старых треков Koto. Эту миссию Михель с успехом выполнил, добавив к переработанным сочинениям итальянского дуэта несколько собственных композиций. Так появился альбом Masterpieces, а группа Koto превратилась в существующий до сих пор сольный проект Михеля Вандеркёя. Это был легендарный Space Synth итало-диско проект Koto. Прозвучала композиция «Спутник» из нового альбома «Return of the Dragon». Более подробно познакомиться с этой работой вы сможете в ближайшем выпуске нашей программы «Музыка без слов». А наш обзор продолжает яркие представители новой волны британского постпанка группа Yarp Act с песней «Высокие маки».
He was the most handsome in a class of 22, and he knew it early on, so his confidence kept growing. By 30, he had been with every girl deemed worth it to be with in the village. 2 years either side of his birthday, he played football. Boy, could he play. He played every single day, and he still does. A scout from Crewe Alexander came to watch him once, and they said that they were gonna be in touch. Of the team without ever asking to be, without ever being told, that counts for a lot still, believe it or not. Lo and behold, everyone fell in line behind the hair on his legs and hair on his lip. He was the he could smoke 10 a day and still run faster than that whippet that could lap the racetrack rabbits. He could dabble in the snow, rubbing shoulders with the rabble, and still never ever touch upon a habit. At age 16, he made his choice to stay and got a job selling houses in the village, which by now had become such a desirable place to settle down. It was classed not as a village, but instead as a small town. Fortunately, despite the influx of newcomers, including for the first time a genuine authentic Italian restaurant run by a family of fantastic old school Neapolitans, he was still the best at football and a most handsome man, taking solace in that fact as his little world continued to expand. He was 20, now being with all the girls deemed worth it in the village, 5 years either side of his birthday. But it was time to settle down, and no kiss had ever felt so electric as the first he'd ever felt all those years ago. Though she had never strayed far, hemmed in by his shadow, the torches lining the path of her own dreams had been growing dimmer by the day. And so, faster than a dying star, she cashed in her chips and checked out, settled for him, and subsequently threw all her own ambitions away. Promotion followed, a mortgage, a marriage, a dog and children, a lost conversion, a dead dog and a second home on the Costa del Sol. In the hopes of stoking the coals of two long lost souls, which comes first, counselling or keys in the bowl? Put his own mother in a hole. God made redundant twice, never once was he on the dole. Black spots on his vision, room spinning. Clutching the curtain, waving from the window, they thought he was grinning. He was grimacing, begging them to notice him. Twitching, notice no one is helping him. The grandkids waving through the rear windshield as the big electric gate draws a line in between them. A fine, fine line between benign and malignant. So get yourself checked, book yourself an appointment. So get yourself checked, book yourself. Town came out to mourn his end. Full house, he would have been so proud, knowing that no one said a bad word about him aloud. He wasn't perfect, he was my friend. He wasn't perfect, but he was one of us. He was one of us. Black.
There's his full name on a bench by the water's edge, the dates he came and went, and a quote about life and death from a song he'd never heard, because he wasn't too fond of long songs with lots of words. If I were him, I'd have never left the village either, but I did, and I know full well that there are more handsome men and better footballers out there in Greater Manchester. They would have cut him down to size if they could have, but what good would that do? He bloomed and he grew and grew, and still he was doomed. Same as me, same as you, same as everyone I ever knew. You, sometimes still I think about you, out there, somewhere, floating in the ether. Born, died in the wool.
Yard Act, Tall Poppies, из дебютного альбома The Overload, изданного Island Records. Этот квартет из Лидса, уверенно шагающий по пути Марка и Смита и группы The Fall, появился полтора года назад, но уже успел стать главной сенсацией британской альтернативной сцены. Достаточно сказать, что билеты на грядущее турне полностью распроданы, а после объявления о выходе дебютного альбома фирма грамзаписи в первый же день получила более 2000 предзаказов. Любопытно, что лидеры группы зовут Джеймс Смит, и он так же, как и его легендарный однофамилец Марк, остер на язык, ироничен, склонен к провокациям и предпочитает пению энергичную мелодикламацию. По-моему, использование спокен-ворд-стилистики такими группами новой волны британского постпанка, как Dry Cleaning и Black Country New Road, неплохая альтернатива изрядно надоевшему рэпу.
I'm battering hard with no room to give, living my life as if my head ain't a complete sieve. Hold your horses, bandage up his bloodied knees. Poor thing's been exhausted since 83, but from the causeway it's hard to see the full extent of the damage. You couldn't see the woods for the trees. Fuck me, how am I supposed to cope in the age of a gentrified savage? There's no hope. Kids these days, they think they've been outdone by, but they've never even looked at an iron lung like I did once. They've got the whole thing wrong, just bumbling along on the bottom rung, sucking each other off and popping designer bonds. It's a constant hit. It's not worth what you're paying for it. In my day, the gear on the street was so weak, it could eat your ambition in a matter of weeks, just trying to envision the peak. And that's bleak. And that's bleak.
The overload of discontent, the constant burden of making sense. It won't relent, it won't.
Now then, look here, what you need to understand is, if you want to make some decent money from it, you'd be better off kicking that dickhead singer you've got in out the band and getting yourself a gig down the Grand. I know the landlord, Fat Andy, and I bet he'd be up for giving you a leg up if you just give him a hand. Just don't be doing originals, play the standards and don't get political. I know what that dickhead singer's like. He'll end up in the back of an ambulance with the mic stand rammed up his ass twice over, all because he couldn't ignore the flag and be polite. Show some respect and listen to my advice, because if you don't challenge me on anything, you'll find I'm actually very nice. Are you listening? I'm actually very fucking nice.
Это был квартет из Лидса Yard Act. Прозвучала заглавная песня из дебютного альбома The Overload. А у нас на очереди новые питомцы лейбла Ninja Tune, лондонский ансамбль Black Country New Road с композицией Chaos Space Marine.
Huh? is mine, I must leave it all behind. The war is over, lift the anchors and open course. The New York state lines, I think of all that went wrong. The sailor boys light up in song and they sing of London. Love they made there, will it really last any time? What's that that you said to me? Oh, I'm a chaos space marine, so what? I love you, darling, will you take my metal hand? It's cold. In time you will find these things take up space inside your mind.
Country New Road, Chaos Space Marine, из альбома Ants From Up There, выпущенного лейблом Ninja Tune. Ансамбль семи музыкантов, большая часть которых раньше играла в экспериментальном коллективе Nervous Conditions, появился 3 года назад. В составе, помимо обычных для рок-группы инструментов, еще есть скрипка и саксофон. Кстати, на бас-гитаре играет Тайлер Хайд, дочь Криса Хайда, вокалиста известного электронного дуэта Underworld. Стихии Black Country, New Road – довольно неожиданная музыка на стыке авант-рока, постпанка и джаза с элементами клезмера и пост-рока.
Well, I just woke up and you already don't care that I tried my best to hold you through the headset that you wear, and as tight as I might hold it over where the signal's good, there's no way to save your evening now. Through the little phone that could. And yes, I was tempted, and I christened me lonely. I pretended to falter, and I burned scented candles there, and I hung some good pictures where the paintwork was perfect, so no one could doubt it. Oh, I was still losing.
played a good organ and the world gathered singing. Good words that you'd stolen, and every phone died then, and no one had Wi-Fi inside your apartment, so we knelt at your altar. Okay, well I just woke up, and you already don't care that I tried my best to hold you through the headset that you wear, and as tight as I might hold over where the signal's good. There's no way to save your evening now, and I'm ready for it to be understood. So show me the land you acquire, and slip into something beside the holes you try to hide.
Это был лондонский ансамбль Black Country New Road. Прозвучала песня Bread Song из нового альбома Ants From Up There. А наш еженедельный обзор новинок грамзаписи продолжает австрийский дарквейв синтепоп дуэт Лями Мартель с композицией «Все просто разваливается».
Come on.
L'Ami Mortel Everything Just Falls Apart из альбома In Type and Fall, выпущенного лейблом Trizol. Этот коллектив с французским названием «Бессмертные души» был создан в Вене в середине 90-х. За свою долгую историю он прошел через изменения состава и стилистических предпочтений, пробуя свои силы в широком диапазоне жанров от электроиндастриала и дарквейв до готического металла. В настоящее время это дуэт основателей проекта Томаса Райнера и Сони Краусхофер, создающий красивую и печальную музыку на стыке дарк-электро, синти-попа, готики и трип-хопа.
Another nameless token which met its end as we all must. The sky is bleeding tears along a line that we have drawn. What we knew is now unknown. It's all gone.
Это был дуэт из Вены «L'Ami Mortel». Прозвучала песня «Said and Done» из нового альбома «В глубоком падении». И завершает наш еженедельный обзор новинок грамзаписи ливерпульское инди-рок-трио «The Wombats» с композицией «Этот автомобиль едет сам по себе».
This car drives the wide open road and it leads you up the garden path. And the kids aren't wrong, and the kids aren't wrong, and the kids aren't wrong this time. I'm all looking for a spark in the heart of the light.
The Wombats – This Car Drives All By Itself из альбома Fix Yourself, Not The World. Ну а наше время подошло к концу, и мне остается только попрощаться и пожелать вам спокойной ночи. С вами был Андрей Борисов. До встречи через неделю. А на прощание прозвучит еще одна песня из нового альбома The Wombats. Она называется Work Is Easy, Life Is Hard. Работа легка, жизнь тяжела.
But that's not the point. Can I forward you a quote to explain?